Thank you for spending another midweek moment with WPT. Before we get started, a word from our sponsor.
This is Ramsey from Security Plus LLC, the best employee benefits broker. We have been reducing costs on benefits for employers across the U.S. since 1988. We have better benefits for less money. We will shop over 200 carriers and over 600 plan designs to find the best deal for you. We want to put that money back in your pocket. So be on the lookout for a phone call from us because we will be reaching out very soon.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Paul Rozeski. Today is the 5th of March, 2024, and today is awesome. It is National Oreo Cookie Day, and they are awesome. And this Sunday, our clocks spring forward, and I'm looking forward to the idea of instantly having daylight hours until almost 7 p.m., which is also awesome. I lead with awesome because as we get into some updates, we have to pivot into some areas that are decidedly not awesome. Some of it seems downright wrong, but I'll let you be the judge of that. So let's just do it, rip the Band-Aid off, and let's jump into some news together. We start with the three tax cut bills that were vetoed by Governor Evers. If you want me to rehash the politics behind this, email me and let me know. I can fill you in. Maybe I do a future midweek moment on it. What didn't happen was a tax cut, but also what didn't happen is a change that would have made the state income tax brackets less ridiculous. That's not awesome. So the state has a projection of about $3 billion of surplus. Let me translate that for you into everyday language. The tax spenders still can't agree on how to spend these scraps of what's left with our money. A $100 billion budget with an extra $3 billion left in the couch cushions. If they don't come together on something, that will continue to sit around until the next budget. A clear majority of our members would like that to come back to the people. But what's likely to happen is that it will sit around and stay with the state. So that's also not awesome. And I think there are a number of people content with just letting the money sit there because it'll get folded into the numbers of the next budget. And by the looks of it, the next budget is going to be fascinating. Understand, the impacts of inflation that we've experienced have not been fully reflected in the state budget yet. The government's the last place that it shows up an impact. So in spite of the budget jumping in size pretty significantly for the past few budgets, in the past 4 years, we will have to swallow even more of that bitter medicine. That's not awesome either. Seriously, we're going to be force-fed a diet of political ads from now until after Halloween, and once that's done, we get to catch our breath for a hot minute until we get the uncomfortable conversations of the state budget and how the budgets are tight and the cuts are going to have to happen. Everyone's had that experience, and everyone's had to make do, but the difference is the government complains and makes it sound like a crisis and lets everybody know their business. You guessed it, not awesome. In other news, just as a funny aside, you can tell it's starting to be politics season. Governor Evers vetoed the tax cut bills last week, and the press releases from the Republicans criticizing him are still trickling out. In other news, and in the other not awesome category, we look at something that I think hasn't nearly seen enough outrage. In January of this year, Hospital Sisters Health System, HSHS, announced that they will be closing two locations in western Wisconsin by the end of the first quarter. Hey, it's January, but within a matter of weeks, you won't have us as a hospital or emergency room, so be extra careful from now on. We're advising residents to try extra hard to avoid auto collisions or heart attacks. No, they didn't actually say that, but. So, the local lawmakers quickly rallied once this was announced drafted some legislation, and since we have that $3 billion in the couch cushions, they saw an emergency and wanted to fast track a solution to help keep the doors open on these facilities. This is actually, and it qualifies as a life or death situation. Whether you inherently believe in using government money in this way. Well, the solution took the form of two bills with a price tag of $15 million of that $3 billion. SB 1015 transfers unused money in the 2021 budget from the State Building Trust Fund to the General Fund so it can be used to support emergency room department services. SB 14 specifies that the funding will go to providing hospital emergency department services in Chippewa County or Eau Claire County. SB 1015 transfers the money. 1014 specifies exactly where it needs to go. Spoiler alert, here come the politics to screw things up. In 1015, the money transfer gets bipartisan support when it passes the Assembly and Senate. 1014, that specifies where it goes, passes on a party line vote with Democrats voting against it. So, they both go to the governor. Now, here's where the irony comes in. During the process, the Democrat representative from Eau Claire criticizes Republicans for, quote, offering a $15 million Hail Mary now for no clear result is insulting to our community. Let me read that again. Offering a $15 million Hail Mary now for no clear result is insulting to our community. There, didn't fumble at that time. Well, the bills pass, get sent to Governor Evers. He vetoes 1014 completely, so there's no bill to specify exactly where the money goes. He partially vetoes 1015. In 1015, he line item vetoes out the words emergency department. So now, instead of the money going to hospital emergency department services, the money simply goes to hospital services. So, the intent of the bills are to help keep emergency rooms open in Eau Claire and Chippewa counties, but instead, it can go to any hospital services anywhere in the state. How did that quote go? Offering a $15 million Hail Mary now for no clear result is insulting to our community. It's laughable how easily that quote, criticizing the lawmakers across the aisle, applies directly to their own backyard. I can't decide if it is more ironic or unfortunate. Either way, it is definitely politics and definitely not awesome. In closing, since we had a lot of not awesome, I will tell you, next week we'll raise the bar on not awesome because you will hear about how literally small dairy farms in Wisconsin are being attacked and shut down with their own money. It is crazy. So, I will leave you with a quote full of awesome to try and balance out the podcast with a quote from Sandwich King Jimmy John Leoto. Quote, if you're going to do a job, do it right. If you're going to throw a birthday party, make it amazing. If you're going to do anything, do it awesome. Have a great second half of your weekend. As always, thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.